trying to feminize the black man right now. Salute to all my fathers out there that's standing on the business, because I understand wholeheartedly where you're coming from, because it's a journey every day. I have more money than I ever had. I'm a millionaire right now, and I got one bitch. I have one piece of pussy. Dick discipline is key, and I'm gonna put that in my son's chest.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. We're out here at the Ugly Money Nietzsche Music Summit, and we got none other than...
It's your boy, Biz Just Chill. Yeah, Biz Just Chill. Salute to Matt, Highest Point Podcast. I seen him here working his move. He came and supported, showing so much love, so I had to come tap in. Matt, what we doing?
Hey, man, we going up, man. I just want to say I salute the things y'all guys doing, man, with the Trigger Alert Movement, the Ugly Money Nietzsche Podcast. Man, that shit is entertaining. Now, how did you guys come up with that show? You know what I'm saying? I'm so curious about the Trigger.
You know what? It was super organic. We didn't have no set formula or plan. It was on some shit like some young ladies being in the studio. We put the cameras up and the lights up. We interviewed them, had fun. Awesome shit like, boy, you had fun, I had fun. Let's do it next week. And from there, we just kind of build it a little bit piece by piece. So very organic. It wasn't necessarily pre-planned or nothing like that. But once we caught a little vibe, we just kept going with it. The people have been very receptive. So salute to everybody all across the country, across the nation that's rocking with Trigger Alert, Ugly Money Podcast. We appreciate y'all so much.
Yo, it's so hard what y'all guys are doing. And also, you know, when it comes to being... You all platform seems pro-men's point of view, allowing men to understand their worth. But when it comes to men supporting men, a lot of time they claim that's toxic masculinity. What do you got to say about that?
Nah, you know what? Sometimes it's a voice. It's a lot of men out here right now that don't have platforms that we have, to where they could speak their opinion and really feel heard and let it resonate with the people a certain type of way. So we're just a voice for the men. And like I say, we started organic on some chill shit, but it turned into the DMs, turned into, man, hey, I'm sitting here talking to my girl about accountability and boom, boom, boom. So it started fun, but then it turned into like, wow, we starting to really like, you know what I'm saying? Push a line with the men where they like getting their point across. They opening up certain conversations with their women and they getting on certain levels and topics. And it kind of stems from the show. So that's the part of it I love. I love that.
Yeah, that's real, man. Because those conversations are so important. And a lot of times people try to push men voices down. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you say we got stronger voices, we got deeper voices. And they'll try to make that seem as if you need to act feminine to be heard. But that's not the way.
Listen, brother, what you just said is a key point. Trying to feminize the black man right now is, I don't know why, but that is the way.
Yeah.
Now, that's why what we do is so important, because we speak from the place of strong black men, providers, protectors, you know, and we try to put, it's old school. We on some black love shit. We telling them the same shit grandma used to say, don't be fast. Don't goddamn keep your business in the street. Don't, our delivery is a little different than grandma, but so it comes from a good place. So, you know, the delivery might be a little bit harsh, but it comes from a good place. So it's received a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Now, do you have any kids in your?
For sure. I got R.I.P. my first son, Messiah, God bless the dead, and KJ and Kyson. I have two boys at 3 and 5. I just told them to go to bed about 45 minutes. I just told them it's time to lay their ass down and go to bed. Salute to all the fathers that are in this industry, in this entertainment industry. I salute y'all so much wholeheartedly, because me as a father, being in this industry, even though I have a great support system, it is very hard as far as organizing that time so they could get the time they need financially, of course, the things they need, but still do your craft, your career, and what you do. So salute to all my fathers out there that's standing on the business, because I understand wholeheartedly where you coming from, because it's a journey every day and we embrace that journey. And I just appreciate all the fathers out there that stand on that business.
Yes, sir, man. Fathers are needed so much in children's lives. Most of the time, like, when you hear someone that really go off the rails, a lot of time the father wasn't present.
On the absence of the father, I'm not going to put fault on who or why, but it plays a big part in that child's upbringing and the way they carry and conduct themselves. I notice with a lot of the women that we have on the show, the women that come from a two-parent household with that consistent father in their life for their whole life, they have a different perspective. They see things different and they carry themselves a certain type of way. Not saying that the ones that don't have that don't understand and do their big one, but I'm just saying, like, I do notice the difference from that structure and that being implemented in the household.
Now, knowing what you do, talking from a man perspective, what is something, your top three things that you want your sons to get? You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this being a man.
Let me tell you something. Number one, you are a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The way you conduct your interviews and you running your questions right now, I love how your flow float. You doing your shit. Whatever your thing is, keep doing it because it's working.
Yes, sir.
Now, something I want my son to know is that I want him to know that I love him no matter what he's doing. I want him to know he's supported in whatever endeavors he choose to partake and fuck with and none to my, like, he just need to know he's got that support system. I need him to understand that you have to be a man. And when I say be a man, accountability is key, and the way your actions and the things you do are key. Yeah. So you don't got to be perfect, but you got to be man enough to accept when you're wrong and change when that's not the right way. You know what I'm saying? So also, money management is key. My sons are a little bit younger right now, so I can't really give them that one yet today. I could give them it to a certain extent, but they got to get a little bit older. But what did I just say? It was money management, what I went before that. I want to do one more. Accountability and dick discipline. When you have dick discipline, you are able to... All right, I'm going to go from a different perspective. When you don't have it, that will be that downfall. And sometimes, men, we chase things because we're very superficial. Men, we don't transactional date like women. Women, they look and say, man, who make more money? Who sections? Who bottles? What he do? As men, we just look, see shit like it.
Right.
You know, so dick discipline is very key because you can get caught up as far as just chasing women, chasing the wrong women, chasing the wrong things as opposed to being focused on your goals and the things you're trying to accomplish and attracting the right women for you and your circumstance. So dick discipline.
Yeah.
I didn't say it first, it's number three, but dick discipline is key. And I'm going to put that in my son's chest. And like I say, they're 3 and 5, they're a little bit younger right now, but once they get to that level, I can really tell them, like, man, don't be chasing these hoes and this pussy out here. Chase your goals, your dreams, and your focus and your accomplishments, and it will attract the type of woman that you want to have in your life, if that makes sense.
It makes all this sense. Everything else will fall into place. I don't even want to follow up after that because that's so true. Yeah. Dick discipline is a major thing. Like, because you can lose sight and lose so many opportunities.
What's so crazy as we watch with the Shannon Sharps of the world, dick discipline. P. Diddy, dick discipline. Motherfuckers is they're having, they're falling weak. And we all do.
Yep.
We all do. But that seems to be the downfall when you put that out for men in general, common, white, black, indifferent.
Yes,
dick discipline. It be that one bitch that fucked the nigga up. He was doing everything he was supposed to do. He had this certain bitch he wasn't supposed to be with. He knew the bitch wasn't shit. She was some pretty fine little shit, but this bitch ain't shit. I'm above that. Didn't have the dick discipline. Still did it and suffered the consequences. Dick discipline is something that not only I'm going to install in my sons, is that as black men, we have to install in our men, because our children, before they become men, because, man, a lot of niggas is taking a fall.
Too many.
Behind pussy. And it's to see the extent of it. You look at Diddy right now, I seen a quote where the judge say, man, I understand that he's not a good person and he's very controlling and he needs counseling and he's on drugs, but this ain't a Rico. This ain't a, you get what I'm saying? Dick discipline, brother. I guarantee you if P. Diddy had a wife and kids like Jay-Z, he wouldn't be in this predicament.
Not at all.
Because that wife and them kids and that stability and that structure and that backbone takes you out of so many situations and circumstances. If Diddy had a little bit more dick discipline, he would be good. Respectfully, he's a great businessman, entrepreneur, all of these things. But if he had a little bit more discipline when it comes to these bitches and getting some pussy,
yeah,
he wouldn't be.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Let me tell you something. Other than my gear that I brought here, you know something else that was more important that I traveled from North Carolina to here?
Talk to him, Mac.
I brought my wife. And that is a security of dick discipline.
Brother, you know what? And one of my personal friends. He's a good friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to keep his business private. I was standing on his balcony with him. We was in a condo, $350,000 for this condo, respectfully. He said, hey, Biz, I have more money than I ever had. I'm a millionaire right now, and I got one bitch. I have one piece of pussy. I don't have 10 girls, 5. I don't got a side. And I had to embrace the information he was giving me because he was showing me dick discipline, not showing me pause. Whoa. Whoa, he was showing me that. Whoa. He was showing me the way that he was letting me know that, man, when you can lock in and focus, you get you that queen, because you don't become a king until you get that queen. That black woman, and let me say black woman, because we're never going to disrespect our black woman and feel like we need to go to another race or no. Listen, that black woman provides that structure, that discipline, and that motivational drive to do what? You get what I'm saying? So dick discipline, you gotta understand, fellas. Get your money, do your shit. Don't get caught up in chasing this pussy, chasing these women. If you're a single man out here, do your shit, but get yourself together as a man, and so you can have the best of the best out here whenever you pop out. Know what I'm talking about?
The Biz.
On God.
How can people follow me and tap
in? If you want to follow me, hit me on all platforms. Biz Just Chill, B-I-Z-Z, J-U-S-T-C-H-I-L-L. Matt, I appreciate you tapping in with me. I appreciate you coming to support our platform and what we have going on. And anytime you need us to come and tap in, I don't give a fuck if it's in North Carolina, because my guy right here, he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's there all the time. So shout out North Carolina, Raleigh. My guy Stan, that's his spot. He's there every other goddamn me day. Brother, we will always push up, come tap in, come fuck with your program. The highest point, we appreciate y'all. I salute what you're doing. And you're not sitting at the crib waiting for it to come to you. You're putting your feet to the creek. You're getting outside. You're networking and doing what you're supposed to do. From us to you, we support it. Anything we could do to help the process of the program, I'm fucking.
Yes, sir. Hey, and you got my support 100% as well. 1,000. Like, for real, real.
That's Point Podcast, your boy, Biz Just Chill. It's that motherfucking ugly money. You dig? The biggest ever.
Yes, indeed. Until next time, y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.